Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This is an oldie but goodie from Anita Faye, Precious Lord.
Precious Lord.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to speak with this woman of God. And normally I use the word songbird, but I don't feel as though using it in this case is out of place or a stretch or an exaggeration. Anita Faye, welcome to Real Gospel, you songbird, you.
Oh, bless God. Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. Your song, Precious Lord, I gotta say, I don't think I've heard anyone really remake that and sing it the way you have sang it, at least in this new day of MP3s and things of that nature. You really put the unction of the Holy Ghost on that song. Yes.
Wow. Now that's the whole message right there.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I so appreciate that characterization. It's definitely where I try to go anytime I'm in that creative space, and I just try to get out of the way, quite frankly, and just say, okay, God, how are you speaking to me through this? And is there something that you would have for your people to hear that would bless them and just sort of move in a special way? And, you know, it's so tricky, right, and sensitive to take a classic like Precious Lord, which is iconic, which has been done and redone through the ages, certainly written by the masterful Thomas Dorsey and recorded by so many people who are still in the church and those who came out of the church and have put the song as a single, you know, on a secular album. And so, you know, I definitely just felt compelled to express it the way God gave it to me, which in my view of it was not just seeing it straight as a solo, but I started hearing these harmonies and just sort of this like higher vibe, and I just had to say, okay, God, maybe this is how you want this to be delivered in this day and age, and I just, you know, thought maybe a new treatment was something that would be appropriate, and I'm just so thankful that it's receiving some positive reactions.
Amen. It definitely is. And I want to give you a quick disclaimer. Your phone sounds a little choppy a little bit there. So if there's anything you can do to sort of get us a more speak into your cell phone, if you got us on speaker, something like that, just I want the listeners to hear every single word that you are saying because it is incredible.
Okay.
There you go. That sounds just a little bit. So you mentioned we call him the master, not that it has anything to do with God now, because you know how church people can be. But Thomas A. Dorsey, I play traditional gospel on this program every fourth weekend of the month, and it's nothing but the gospel greats that came before, you know, great artists as yourself today, just to pay homage to them. And one of the songs that I play is Precious Lord. I play the original version with him explaining beginning about what happened with his first wife and child, and how he penned the song. And it came from a song it came from a place of pain and suffering and just wrestling with the Lord. And you encompass that in this song. So tell the listeners who may not know anything about you, who is Anita Faye? Where are you from, and are you a church baby? How did you first fall in love with the Lord?
That's a great question. So I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then relocated with my mom back to California. She was from California originally. And so really I grew up in California, south of the Bay Area, on the coast in this place called Monterey, California. And I grew up in the Church of God in Christ. So my first experience really with God was through the teachings that I got at home, and certainly through foundation that was in church. And I do recall being a very young girl, probably around the age of 8, when I something moved in me, and I decided to give my heart to the Lord. And so I've been on this journey with Him, and seeking every day really to try and understand Him. I'm in deep study right now with a Bible study peer that is doing a deeper dive into apologetics. And, you know, I just believe that it's not just good enough to go through the motions of having church and being in church, but to really get back to who Jesus was, who his example was, and what his teachings were for us, which is certainly absolutely still relevant to this modern age.
That's amazing. So are we going to hear you bringing a message real soon, you know, maybe stopping your concerts and just laying hands on folk and prophesying? You're doing it already. I'm very sure.
Well, you know, I'm never going to say no, because the minute we have our own plan, God laughs, and we find out what the real deal is, right? I'll just say I will allow Him to tell me what He wants next.
All right.
I'm not a preacher per se, although I certainly have preachers in my family. My husband's an ordained minister. My father is actually a pastor of God in Christ. My brother-in-law is a pastor. He and my sister pastor a church. And so I guess you could say it's sort of in my DNA, and it surrounds me. But I'm just taking this one step at a time, and when He says it's time to move in that direction, then I certainly will right now. focus has been on ministry through music, and there is certainly message in that.
All right. That's a good non-answer answer. And so to the average listeners, what she just said is as soon as she going to be preaching, y'all. That's what she just said. After all she just said, that's what she just said.
Amen.
Come on now. I've been in church a little while. So now, before I ask you about the album, you mentioned something about the apologetics, and I want to let you know that I am in total agreeance with you. I think that we are coming to a new day in God where, at least for this generation, where the hooping and the sort of traditional black church style of, although it's part of our tradition in the black church, especially within our black church, but that part is starting to fade out. That people now, especially this generation, want the move of God. They want to feel the anointing of God. They want to see the anointing of God. And you can't just preach to them. You can't just, you know, he got up on the third day with all power in his hands and let me hear you say yeah and shouting. And I mean, they're not there. They're so, you know, so where you are right now is exactly where God is having this new kingdom mindset. And speaking of kingdom mindset, the CD project is called Kingdom Journey. So what's going on with Kingdom Journey?
Yes, Kingdom Journey was just released a few weeks ago. I'm super excited about it. It's truly a collection of collaborative work. I was blessed enough to work with some additional songwriters and producers, one of whom is a name that may be very familiar to your audience, and that is the legendary Betty Wright, who people will certainly know from her R&B days.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's to put it mildly.
Be aware, she also grew up in the church. Betty is saved, and she contributed a track called All of the Above, which she wrote and produced. And so, you know, this one has different styles throughout the project, and yet I come full circle at the end, like you mentioned, with Precious Lord in a more traditional format. And it really is just an expression of all of the ups and downs and trials of our faith and, you know, this whole experience in walking with God and, you know, some of the trials that we go through and then ultimately, you know, getting to a place of surrender. And I think that's what the project as a whole really sort of embodies with the different messages that are there.
Amen. Amen. I hate to go backward and then come forward again, but the Holy Spirit just sort of, yes, rebuked me. I've got to ask you to elaborate on what I just said about where the church is in terms of moving away from some of the black tradition of our tradition of hooping, which, again, I'm not against it. I'm just saying that God has us in a different place now for this generation now. And so the Lord told me to have you to speak on it because I shifted from there and went straight to your CD. So can you elaborate on that?
Yes. You know, I'm in complete agreement with you. When you look at the statistics, even in the United States, and the rate of church going, right, and how many people are involved in church, we're shrinking. You know, Christianity is under attack. And the real growth from a global perspective is happening in other countries. But today's Christian is not just up against people who may not know the Lord. We have people who are seeking for some semblance of truth, but they're trying to find it through Buddhism or Mormonism or Islam. And, you know, when they have an encounter and they have an experience in church, like you said, in some of these traditional settings, and, you know, God bless us. There's a lot that we do from what we've learned and has been passed along through the years, but the ministry of Jesus Christ really is unchanged. And when we study his life and the example in his teachings, we see that he predominantly conducted his ministry outside the four walls of the church. And so we have to really be compelled and still and quiet to try and understand today, okay, God, how do we reach people now? There's so many distractions. There's social media and, you know, YouTube and other forms of entertainment, and people are consumed with opportunities just to distract and divert their attention away from the Bible and any core teaching of Jesus Christ. So we've got to arm ourselves with education, and we have to know what we're up against today. Because the truth and the reality is what may have reached people, you know, decades ago may not be as impactful today. And so thank you for circling back to that, because it really has been something that, you know, I have been just sort of laboring the flock in prayer and just trying to understand, okay, even as it relates to music, like what needs to be expressed, and you look at the evolution of the different forms and ways that people can consume music today. It's no different than the word and the gospel and how we reach people, and we just have to be on guard to know that what satisfied and what we sometimes use to entertain ourselves, and I'll be bold enough to use that word entertain, is not going to click with everybody, especially people that may not have grown up in church in the same style of tradition that many of us have.
Amen. All right. And so there it is. And so I'll just be in obedience to the Holy Spirit. And so that came not just from myself, but, you know, I've spoken to, when I do a lot of outreach, I speak to young people, college age, and they've been to some of these ministries where the traditional hoop takes place. And they sort of say, you know, I feel empty. I'm just not being, you know, taught. And I'm not seeing, you know, where's, you know, this says, I'm reading this in the Bible, but my pastor is not, I'm not seeing this. I'm not seeing the wonders, the signs and the miracles. So they, some of them toss it out as, well, this must not be it. The Bible must not be real.
Oh my God.
And so, you know,
that
it's incumbent. Yes.
You know, if I'm on my album, and this is not a plug, but it just goes to the heart of what's been reverberating in my spirit about this whole topic. I did this in a song called Sugar Rush. The concept behind that song is exactly what we're talking about. So many at the time, we will go into church and have an experience, which is, I would say, somewhat superficial, because we have the hoop and choir singing, we've got the, you know, instrumentation, and there's this feeling of joy and euphoria, and there's this high. But what happens when you come down off of that sugar rush? Where is your foundation, right? And this is what happens when people go off to college and they encounter all of these other worldviews and doctrines and religious beliefs and people who have a different experience in their, you know, housing experiences and just interactions with people in the classroom. They're exposed to a whole other, you know, world and set of viewpoints. And if that foundation is not there, all of the extra accoutrements of a Sunday morning service, right, are not going to hold you and sustain you, because that's the superficial. You got to get down to the foundational components. And we're losing a lot of our young people, to your point, when they go off and they say, well, you know, but I don't see this. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm learning these certain things, or I'm missing the signs and the wonders and the stuff that really would impress to me that God is real, you know, that the Bible is true. And there's a lot of reasons that Christians should poke our chest out and be proud of our faith, because Christianity is a historical account. Jesus was a real person, and there's no historian that would dispute that he was on the face of this earth. He lived, you know, there's account after account after account to testify to the fact that it's true. We have a reason to hold our head up high, but sometimes we just don't get taught the real core of it, and you know, it's like the seeds that are planted, and something will come along in a person's life, and you know, the thorns will grow up along with it and then choke out what you thought you were instilling those young people.
Amen. See, I told y'all she was a dynamic speaker, teacher, preacher, y'all. Did I see? There it is. Okay, we're out of time, but not for naught, because you gave us a lot. And this is why people should support you and bring you to their ministries all over the world. Where can people find out more about you and your ministry and how to get your music?
I would be honored if people check out my website. It's www.anitafaye.com, and Faye is spelled F-A-Y-E. All of the information is there, the link to my social media, the link to where you can download the project, and certainly to get in contact with me, which I receive, brother, as a prophecy if people want to invite me. I'm beyond grateful for those doors opening and for me to be able to share and really get into the nitty gritty, so to speak, as we share and minister together.
Amen. Thank you so much, the one, the only, the talented woman of God, Anita Faye. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure. God bless you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.